Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Jay and Dave for breakfast. Everything Mackay with Sundays, 19 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Welcome to Wednesday Morning Live. Thanks to North Jacklin Honda. 7-year warranty on a range of vehicles. Pressure test question. You need one for after 8 today. I'll give you an answer, actually. Bruce Springsteen, one of the answers in the list of 10 to get you $1,000 cash.
Now, maybe one of them should be, what is Barre? Scott Morrison last night. He at least he actually spelled it out for us. B-A-R-R-E. We have absolutely no idea what this is. One of the rules of the show, not allowed to Google.
Here's what he said last night in the press conference.
Health clubs, fitness centres, yoga, Barre, I hope I've pronounced that correct. I might need some help with that. I'm not quite sure what that is, to be honest, but B-A-R-R-E for those who are looking for the specific definition. And spin facilities, saunas, bathhouses, wellness centres.
Barre. Narelle in West Mackay, what the hell is it?
It's not Barre, it's bar.
Bar.
It's, bar.
And you were spot on when you said ballet.
Get
because
out.
Because that's how you spell the bar so that they hang on to when they do their exercise.
What really? Is the point of putting an R-A
hang on,
on the
hang
end
on,
of that?
Got some ballet, I've got some ballet music here.
Hang on. I don't know.
So when they're holding onto the bar and then they bend down and squat.
Yes, that's exactly right. You're not allowed to Google, are you?
No, that's the rule on this breakfast show, no Googling.
I find that very difficult to believe, Narelle.
Oh, well, I did ballet when I was a girl and that's how you spell it and that's what you do.
I've never done a bar class, but, you know, hello.
A bar class sounds a lot different
Isn't
to
us. Isn't it funny watching the Prime Minister of the country saying...
It does not involve any drinking.
No, exactly right. But, you know, it's funny watching the Prime Minister of the country saying, and also, actually, I've got the audio here again. Let's just have a listen to it again. Here, this is what he said.
Health clubs, fitness centres, yoga... Barre, I hope I've pronounced that correct. I might need some help with that. I'm not quite sure what that is, to be honest, but B-A-R-R-E for those who are looking for the specific definition. And spin facilities, saunas, bathhouses, wellness centres.
Narelle, Jay, earlier this morning, we were chatting about this and he said, I wonder if it's actually he's just being very
posh about barra fishing.
Yeah.
Barre! It's Barre! Oh, Narelle, you've answered that for us. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Have a good morning.
Keep safe. Bye. There you go. We've learned something this morning.
Barre, or bar.
Everybody, bend and squat. Pirouette. Isn't that pirouette? You're asking. I'm just trying to make... Look. Anyway, moving on. James, hey, we got the results of our swab test coming up in just a moment to see. The technicians said that we're too dirty.
Great.
They swabbed the areas, the results on the air in just a moment. Kenny Lockridge right now, Footloose at Triple M.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
16 minutes past 7. Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Pink there. Today's top 29 degrees, 26 Shoal Point at the moment, with lots of new rules coming out from the government last night, lots of changes around the place. We'll go through those after 7:30.
And also bringing it down to the local area, the local disaster management group. Yesterday, Greg Williamson, the Mackay Mayor, said it's now in stand-up mode, which kind of means it's in like a comedic area. Isn't that right, Greg?
Good morning, guys.
Like stand-up?
It's stand-up, yes.
That's right. They do a comedy.
Not quite comedy, but no. that pink song is absolutely very, very real for this. Can we pretend?
Oh, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
That'd be great.
What does stand-up mean then, Greg?
Well, stand-up means that it brings the people to the table that are going to be key for our community to actually get us through this. Now, we've never stood up for anything before like a pandemic. We stand up when there's a cyclone imminent, when we've got to get through a cyclone and floods and bushfires for a couple of years. But this is the first time we've ever stood the local disaster management group up for a pandemic. And so we are in completely uncharted territory again. But look, I think if you talk to some of the older generation, like grandparents and to some extent great-grandparents, my dad just turned 90 last month. And, you know, I was talking to him the other night about the Depression years, and when he was 11 years old when the war broke out, and so all the lockdowns and the curfews and things like that, you know, it's not since that generation have we seen anything like this in Australia. And so that's what That's what the government is struggling with at the moment, trying to get people to realise that this is serious. And now when all of the lockdowns have happened, when people just, you know, there's 1 in 10 Australians going to lose their jobs out of this. And we are in a very serious situation. And what the medicos are telling us is we really need to work together as a community now to make sure that the community transmission of COVID-19 does not happen. Mm. And so that's why all of these measures are in place. At the moment, there is no community transmission of the disease here in the Mackay region. And we've got to work, very, very diligently as a community to make sure that that doesn't happen. And what we've also got to do is work as a community to make sure that our community still functions. And that's what the local disaster management group is all about, guys. So,
right.
we have formed yesterday three major groups to make sure that we, this has nothing to do with the disease itself, but this is just to do with making sure we as a community can survive this. So our first major response group is the initial human and social contact group. And so that brings just people like our Lifestyles Department, the Department of Communities from the state, the Queensland Police Service, the Regional Council for Social Development, all those sorts of people to the table. And we need to talk about all of our lead service organisations that are falling apart right now because a lot of them are run by volunteers and volunteers don't want to do it. So how do we make sure that Meals on Wheels continue? How do we make sure that that the people who drive, the volunteers who drive the renal failure people to hospital every day, all of those sort of things have got to keep going in a controlled environment. And so that's what that group is looking at. We have an initial economic response group too, which brings to the table our finance departments and the Department of State Development, Regional Development Australia, Chamber of Commerce, Tourism Mackay, GW3, all of those functional areas that, we need to deliver support to. We don't really know what that looks like yet, but that's why we need to be sitting around a table. And the other one is the supply chain response group. And that's really about, why are our supermarket shelves empty at the moment? Mm. And how do we work, together as a community with the supply chain mechanism in Australia to make sure that that doesn't happen? Because, we're still producing food in Australia. There's a bit of panic buying, but we need to have surety that the supply chain throughout our district is going to be intact. And so that's what we're doing. That's what the local disaster control group is all about. Queensland Health and the Australian Health Department, they're looking after COVID-19, which is the disease. Our job as a community is to make sure that we continue to function, we make sure we stick together and make sure we do everything possible to ensure that there is no community transmission of this disease.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people are certainly, I think a lot of people probably need a reminder to make sure that they know that this is serious, but it's certainly, I think the majority of the community are in on it, it's together to try and get through and to support each other. Greg, as always, a wealth of information. Thank you so much for that, mate. I really appreciate the update this morning.
Thanks, guys, and keep up the good work,
Thank you, mate.
We need, there's only going to be parties of two or three in houses now, and that means you guys are going to be there as well, so.
Absolutely. Well, we're used to partying with our, we don't have many friends, Dave and I.
Yeah, so we party by ourselves anyway.
Well, if we did have a party, Greg, you'd be invited when we actually can do that again.
Thanks, mate, so, but I can do it on the radio, but in the meantime. So.
Thank you very much, Mayor Greg Williamson, joining us this morning. Jay and Dave for breakfast, 21 minutes past 7 here on Triple M morning.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Triple M.
Christoberg, Triple M, Jay and Dave. Live this morning, North Jacqueline Honda, 7-year warranty on a range of vehicles, sitting at 26 degrees Dolphin Heads. We had to call the technicians early this morning.
Yeah, Brad's up. G'day, Brad. Morning.
Had an issue. Well, the worst thing is to talk to any broadcaster, any workplace that has technical issues.
Yeah.
If your technician says, call me if there's any issues. I don't think he's expecting a phone call at 4:45 in the morning, though.
But then again, he was mucking about with the studio yesterday afternoon after everyone had left.
So he did say, Jay, we really need to take up some more hygiene practices around the office. This is exactly how he speaks.
that does sound a lot like any technician.
Due to the COVID-19 issue. I actually agree with him for once. I said, I've got hand sanitizer at the reach.
Yeah.
I've got, every time we play with it in the nuts this morning, there's disinfectant over there.
Well, I gave the desk over this side as a bit of a spray yesterday.
Well, they said that you were kind of messy. And I said, Brad, this is what I've been having to deal with for 10 years, friend.
I'm not as messy as some people in this office and other radio stations. I'm looking at one right now, and their little area is a pigsty.
The guys next door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not allowed to say which station. Hit FM. Sorry.
Sam and Rach.
Yeah.
Whatever. so I thought, let's say, and he said, actually, no, it's funny because Brad's words were,
yeah,
you'll be surprised on how dirty things are. I said, will I be Brad? So challenge accepted.
Well, we had the cleaner come around last night.
Yeah, but I've got a swab test here, which we're going to take this morning.
Yeah.
And I've been told they're going to fast track the results, right?
Right.
So I had to choose four locations of where in the office we want to test.
Okay.
I've got our two computers because we work on those daily.
Yeah.
I've got the kitchen, like the kitchen benches and the tap and everything, because that gets used quite often.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
and
sure.
And the studio door.
Ah, yes, because everyone's touching that, aren't they?
Yeah, coming into the studio door. So we're going to swab those this morning, and we're going to have the results. They tell me by 7:30.
Right. Geez, we're lucky we got rid of that old couch because I've heard stories about that couch.
Oh, there was many babies conceived on that couch. So I've been told. I mean, allegedly.
Just
allegedly.
By sitting on it.
No, if you were a female, you would steer away from that couch. But that is gone, long gone.
Yeah, thank God for that. I think Sorry. We're okay. We're fairly clean.
Well, we're going to do the swabs. They asked me to do the swabs. I'm going to put a glove on soon, do the swabs, and we'll have the results after 7:30 today.
Okay, ready to go. I think
I'm actually nervous now because I feel like, I don't know, how dirty is the surface?
I think Brad, our technician, was being a little bit overcautious.
Well, don't say those sort of things to us because we're going to do it.
Yeah.
We're going to do it now, Brad. You've given us content for the
breakfast
show. All
right, we're ready to go.
I mean, you stuff our desk up.
Yeah.
But you've paid yourself back because we've got some content. I mean, everyone's being germ safe now.
Germophobes, basically, at the moment.
Yeah, COVID-19 thing. Yeah. Results coming up later in the show. Jay and Dave for breakfast, 13 away from 6 at Triple M.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Triple M.
Kenny Loggins and Footloose, Triple M's Jay and Dave for breakfast. Everything Mackay with Sundays Live this morning. Thanks to North Jacqueline Honda. Get 70-year warranty on a range of vehicles. We'll play the pressure tests up in a few moments' time. The pressure is on for us this morning, though, Dave.
Well, yes. Our technician, Brad, has given us the lowdown. You need to be a bit more clean.
Well, you know, COVID-19 is obviously making people a little bit more conscious about being safe and that kind of thing. So what we did this morning is we had some swabs taken of areas in our workplace.
Yes, the kitchen
tap, kitchen bench, our computers and the studio door to see how clean they are. And I have the results here.
Right.
And they've even written results on the envelope.
Okay. Jeez, where did you get these scientists from?
Well, they did a test for it. They had the testing thing here.
Right. Okay.
All right, so here are the results.
I don't know why I'm so nervous
Me
now.
Me either. I actually feel like we're about to fail a test or something.
Yeah, I thought it was fine to start with, but now... Ooh.
Okay. So, the first swab that they took... Oz of the studio door.
Yeah.
And that is clean. That's safe, that one.
The cleaner overnight, you've done a good job there.
She
well
has done a very good job. She does a great job. All right.
Yeah.
Number two is the kitchen. This would be the one that would be more of concern of me for me, I reckon.
Well, there's so many people in there, isn't
there? Exactly right.
Yeah.
The results in show that it is, in fact, clean.
Well, that's good.
This is the one that I'm also nervous about.
Oh, our computers.
Our computers. Laptops.
Yeah.
Computers. Workplaces, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
My laptop. I can't confirm that it's a fail.
Oh! And you are the germaphobe too. So
how did that happen? I'm forever cleaning my laptop. Like the keys and everything, the buttons and everything.
Yeah, but you're not doing it with a disinfectant or anything because otherwise it just gets into the computer itself.
All right, well, I'm a fail for that.
Okay. Oh,
Dave.
So if you failed, geez, mine's off the charts.
Common daily household daily germs is what they found on my laptop.
Right, okay.
Here's yours. Dave, your laptop is also a fail.
Oh, I think that was guaranteed.
Daily household germs.
Yeah.
Because these are all the pass, pass, fail, fail.
Yeah.
I've got the explanations here. Dave's laptop.
Yeah.
Common household germs and fecal matter.
Fecal matter? It's not like I'm actually taking it into the bathroom.
No one is ever borrowing Dave's laptop. Ever again. Ever.
How does that work?
Fecal matter.
I mean, I can understand the iPhone.
You dirty brother.
Because let's face it, we're always on the phone in the bathroom.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Heard to Tokyo. Triple M. Jay and Dave, 25 minutes away from 7 o'clock, playing In the Nuts. Very soon, $130 cash. If you get it right this morning, we'll play. 26 degrees in Pindi Pindi right now.
What is on your mind? First calls, 13, 27, 10. We've done it the last few days, so it's just been going great guns. So give us a call, 13 27 10, whatever you want to talk about. Jackie, good morning to you.
Hello, Jackie.
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah. You're still okay because I know you're working at the MARTA.
Yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, I'm fine.
Oh, good stuff.
You seeing lots of people coming in?
Not really.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep them busy,
hey? I'm not to keep this going.
Yeah, exactly right.
Can I ask you something, Jackie? Because I know you're one of the people in the kitchen at the MARTA. What's the menu there? Is it pretty basic, or do you get a decent spread?
Oh, well, we've got people from out of the hospital coming in for meals, so it must be all right.
Oh, that's right. Well, out of the hospital?
Yeah, from out of the hospital, from just normal people coming in, but we can't at the moment because it's closed up.
I didn't even know that you could go in and have a meal at the hospital. I'm going to go to the hospital, say, for a meal.
I would wait a while until all this is done because it's all the chairs have been put away.
Yeah, yeah, just to make it safe for a lot of people, hey?
Exactly.
So,
we've only got a couple of chairs and they're distance apart, so...
Social distancing at its best. Are you social distancing while cooking food in the kitchen?
Oh, that's a bit hard.
Jackie, no excuses.
But we try.
1.5 metres, girlfriend.
Jackie, you've just given us an idea on what we can actually, we can make some money out of this, like extended handles on the utensils, so you're still social distancing while still cooking.
What I'm going to do is get a stick and then you just spin around real fast. If anything,
I'd like to see that, but it's not going to happen because the girls, it's going to be too hard from the surf.
We're going to make it happen.
Yep.
Jackie, you take care. You stay safe, hey?
Yep.
Thanks for the call this morning. Appreciate it. There you go, hey? This is what First Calls is all about.
Yeah, absolutely.
13 27 10 is a phone number.
Jim's in early, mate. How you doing?
Good, mate. I just wanted to say a great thank you for that that you did with me the other day. I got the sugar yesterday. I met Shaz. She's fantastic. I couldn't believe the generosity of that woman.
Oh, look, she is a lovely person, and I think that's the Australian spirit basically just coming out. You were in need, so we were going to help you out.
Well, mate, all I can say is I'm very grateful, and especially with Shaz, because I know she just gave it to me out of the goodness of her heart. I was blown away with it. It's absolutely fantastic.
Do you know what I saw yesterday, Jim? I was in a shop in Mount Pleasant, and I won't say which shop it was. It was a supermarket.
Yeah.
And you know how there's rules around having one per item of different things at the moment?
Sure.
There was an older gentleman there who wanted some hand wipes and toilet paper, but I think one of the rules was you can only have one or something.
That's silly.
Oh, it's ridiculous. But I understand why they're doing it to stop people panic buying. But so the lady behind him said, give me the hand wipe. So she paid for it in her purchase and then gave it to him outside.
Oh, that's excellent. Hey? Well done.
Yeah, look, the problem with this pandemic that we're facing brings out the worst in a lot of people and brings out the best in a few people. And it's just absolutely fantastic when you find people that are so kind and generous.
Absolutely, mate. Well, we're glad you got your sugar now, so you can have your coffee and be like the rest of us, be sane now.
Yeah.
Mate, thanks for the call. Appreciate it, Jim. Pass our love on to your wife too, mate.
Yeah, mate. Thank you very much.
See you, mate. There you go, Jim.
See ya.
Great work to Shaz, and thank you to everybody who offered to get Jim some sugar. So
yeah, Jim's a lovely bloke. Lives in Orley with his wife. I think he's in his 70s?
Don't 80s? Guess. Don't guess. You never guess a person's age.
He's 42.
He'll love you now. He'll absolutely love you now. All right, Jay and Dave for breakfast. And great stories coming out. You've got one to share with us. 13, 27, 10.
Jay and Dave for breakfast. Triple M.
Post Malone, a Triple M. Jay and Dave for breakfast. 12 minutes past 6 for North Jacqueline and Honda after 6:30 this morning. First calls on the air if you're up nice and early or you want to discuss something. Get to your phone. We'll do that very soon. Tops 29 degrees today, 26 in Oakenden.
Now, the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, he's got further coronavirus restrictions as of last night. Actually, he said it last night. It kicks into effect midnight tonight. Social sport facilities, they're down. You can't go into those anymore. Swimming pools. I thought the chlorine would actually kill everything off, wouldn't it?
But I think it's just the fact that there's the amount of people at those locations at that one time is what they're saying.
Yeah. Right, okay. So that means no more Blue Water Lagoon, an early beach lagoon. Galleries, museums, community and recreation centres, amusement parks and arcades, and even tattoo parlours and beauty therapists and stuff like that as well.
It's just the list is growing and growing. You can see that on our website and our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. So
you're going to be stuck at home. And we did this last week. I found a couple of things you could actually do with the kids. And I was actually being serious. I mean, it was a lot of fun, but being serious at the same time. I've got a few more for you. You don't be like
I didn't say a word.
I'm just saying, Disney Plus. You know that movie Onward that we had the premiere for?
Yeah.
It had to be cancelled. It was going to be released on April 4th. They're actually streaming it from April 3.
So if you're on Disney Plus now, you get to see that, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
And also Warner Brothers are releasing Birds of Prey, the new Ben Affleck movie, on the same day. That's a horror flick.
He's still acting?
Yeah. Or was he to start with?
I haven't seen him on TV for a long the movies for a long
time.
Well,
he was Batman for a while, wasn't he?
Obviously made an impression.
There's also a bunch of zoos that have put up animal cameras up, so you can watch all the hippopotami and even the monkeys throwing their poo around live on stream. And also streaming, get some culture into you. Okay, BroadwayHD.com. They have about 300 classic musicals, plays and shows on there as well, like Peter Pan, even Swan Lake. Do a little bit of ballet. Tchaikovsky.
Why do you like ballet for?
I have no idea. I don't know if it's the...
Dave actually goes to the ballet.
Yeah, I know. It's bizarre, isn't it?
I'd go to the ballet. I don't think anything wrong with that, but, like, I didn't know you would go to...
Well, I don't know.
You're a football fan. You don't really strike me as somebody who'd be interested in ballet in the Nutcracker.
Well, that's the reason why. It's Buffhead Ballet.
You know how painful it is for those dancers, hey? They're fitter than rugby league players.
I think that's why. Yeah, just watching.
But they make it look so graceful.
They do, and the girls are up on their tippy toes and everything. It's like, wow, that's amazing.
Coronavirus activities coming back with Jay and Dave for breakfast. Every week you got to do this now.
Look, I'm planning on it, yeah.
People are relying on you.
Yeah, you're going to be sorely disappointed.
It's 6:15 at Triple M morning.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.